We have the dispersion of the people. We have confusion of tongues. And so it when something like this, if you can just imagine, we're all in the area of Babel, and in Babylon, in the area of Babel, and all of a sudden, I can't understand you. Couldn't understand you anyway, but I can't even understand what you're saying now. But all of a sudden, somebody way over there hears somebody over here, and they can understand each other. Oh, hey, you and me, right here. See? You're my woman, because you and I understand each other. And so the Tower of Babel, we had the confusion of tongues, and with this, migration over the earth. People, the groups of people started migrating and moving out, finding their own adventure. And it's one of the characteristics of man in history, moving out. So that moves along for a while. Then all of a sudden, pow, right here, God calls a new race. Not one that came from the Tower of Babel, but a new race is called on the scene, and it's going to take three generations, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so we have a new race called Hebrews or Jews. And then, as I said, history, as far as we're concerned, here are the Jews. History is going to center on the Jews, their history. And we're going to start off with the race. Then we're going to concentrate on a tribe. Then we're going to concentrate on a family. This is how the Bible goes. Then we're going to this family, and we're going to get down to the descendants of David. So that's how all of this came about. Now, see right here on this little point on this diamond, this arrow-shaped thing? Okay, what is that? It's the next important event of history. The incarnation of God. God becomes man. God enters history as a member of the human race, as the Son of Man, the Son of God. Now, so that goes on. This is a very dramatic point in history. Very brief when you consider the whole time of history, 33 years. Now, that he comes, he completes his work on the cross, he departs, and with his departure, history changes. Once again, history changes once again. We have the departure of Jesus Christ and the sending of the Holy Spirit. So here's the departure of Christ, going back to the Father, and the sending of the Holy Spirit. And that right there is what John chapter 14 is going to concentrate on. Those two historical events. This whole chapter concentrates on the departure of Jesus Christ. And we will see